There's a fanfare we look forward to each and every Thursday here on Main Street. It's our time to go to the movies with our good friend, Matt Olean. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Matt, this week is a spy thriller. You're right in my wheelhouse. These are the types of movies I like. Let's listen to the trailer for Black Bag.
Where are you off to?
Black Bag.
To be with someone in this business, you each know what you know and you never discuss certain things. I would do anything for you.
Would you?
Yes.
We've got a breach.
One of our people stole something.
You cannot imagine the damage. Find the leak.
Give me 2 weeks.
Thousands of innocent people will die.
Okay, 1 week. Who's the suspect?
Your wife.
When you can lie about everything, how do you tell the truth about anything?
You think this isn't normal, the way you're doing this?
Maybe this is all your greatest game, George.
It's a very dangerous line of work.
I'll say.
Okay, Matt, we've heard the trailer. This is a sleek, stylish thriller with a married couple and a lot of drama. What did you think of the movie?
And you talked about spy thrillers, espionage. Nobody likes espionage like the Brits, right, Craig? They love espionage. They're just experts at it, MI6, all that stuff. And, of course, a lot of famous writers, Ian Fleming, John le Carré, have written, you know, British writers, Len Deighton as well, have written spy thrillers over the years. And so this film is more le Carré than Bond, I would say. What I mean by that is there's not a lot of action in this movie. It's about British intelligence people working, but it feels more like Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. If you remember that book and that film, there's a lot of talking. There's a lot of kind of who's the mole? Who's the person that's leaked this document to the Russians or whoever has got it? So there's a lot of kind of intrigue as to what's going on. Steven Soderbergh is the director, an American director who's won the Oscar for Traffic back in 2000, and he directs a cast of British notables, notably Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. They played married British intelligence workers. Also, there's good supporting performance from Naomi Harris, Tom Burke, Reggie Jean Page from Bridgerton fame, and Marisa Abella, who has a really good supporting performance in this. Fassbender and Blanchett are married in the movie, and essentially Pierce Brosnan, who runs this unnamed British intelligence agency, has determined, or someone's determined, that a classified document called Severus has been leaked to people that shouldn't have this. And Michael Fassbender has to try to find out who has leaked it among the six actors that I've just named for you, including his wife, Cate Blanchett, who may be a suspect in this. It's a slow-to-start film, and the script is a bit confusing to start with, but eventually I kind of caught up with things. And I will say Soderbergh leaves well-disguised clues as to who is the person who's the traitor to the British government here. And when I look back over the film and once we figure out who it is, boy, it's hard to spot who the traitor is. And so it's not one of those obvious, oh, yes, that's the person. I should have known that all along. There's a big finale in this movie. But eventually, this is only a 93-minute movie. So Soderbergh, in typical Soderbergh style, directs economically, lean, and entertaining. And it might not be in his masterpiece canon, like with Traffic, Aaron Brockovich, Out of Sight, Contagion, Side Effects, but it's right in that next level, I would say. And that my good friend that went with me, she liked it as well. I think I liked it a little bit better after I had time to think about it. But it's a short film. It is so short, you almost think maybe it needed 10 more minutes to kind of flesh things out. But Fassbender's good. He is the guy who kind of can tell when people are lying in the movie. That's his specialty. Cate Blanchett, sultry and slick, who might be out for Pierce Brosnan's job. We don't know. And all the supporting people are interesting as well. And you just kind of have to figure out what's going on here. But Soderbergh keeps it going. I wouldn't say it's a great film, but it's a very solid Steven Soderbergh film. And let me say, too, about Soderbergh, Craig. I think he's the most underrated, underappreciated American director of my time. Despite winning an Oscar, he never really gets kind of talked about with Tarantino or David Fincher or Christopher Nolan or Paul Thomas Anderson. And I'm not sure why, except that he makes really entertaining movies. He doesn't necessarily have a point of view. I don't know if he's an auteur. You know, auteur was the word coined by Andrew Saris years ago to describe directors who had this personal vision. And Saris famously kind of took down William Wyler and Fred Zinnemann way back in the day because they didn't have a personal vision, according to him, but they made all kinds of genres. And Soderbergh makes all kinds of genres, but he does specialize in kind of these mysteries and what's going on and a lot of multiple plots going on. So I liked it. Still playing at the Fargo Theater, still playing at the Cineplex if you want to go catch it. But Fassbender and Blanchett are so good together, you kind of wish they'd kind of do like a Thin Man series where they kind of, you know, solve mysteries. That's how good they are together.
Can this become a franchise, Matt?
Oh, I doubt that. I was just kind of, you know, riffing that I'd love to see Fassbender and Blanchett kind of play William Powell and Myrna Loy in the Thin Man series because I think they'd be pretty effective together. But Soderbergh will continue to crank films out. He cranks films out at a faster rate than any modern director that I know, which maybe is why he doesn't quite get the credit he deserves because he just keeps churning them out. But he is a fast worker, I must say, very fast compared to some slow workers like Stanley Kubrick was and David Lean and some people like that.
Just a quick reminder, Matt, you'll open your Brando film series this weekend at the Fargo Public Library.
Yeah, Saturday, 2 p.m., and it'll be three Saturdays in April, and then we skip a week, and then May 3rd is the final installment. These are free, and what I'm doing is kind of running some Brando films that maybe people haven't seen. We assume everyone's seen The Godfather and On the Waterfront and A Streetcar Named Desire. Last Tango in Paris might be a little too raunchy for our library crowd, so we're not running that one. But we start with The Men this Saturday, which was his first film. People kind of think Streetcar was his first movie coming off Broadway, but it was not. It was The Men, where he plays a paraplegic war veteran, directed by the aforementioned Fred Zinnemann, who I mentioned earlier. And then we have Guys and Dolls. Laurie West at the library wanted that one, where Brando sings, in quotation marks. I think his singing is fairly passable, though, although he co-stars with Sinatra here. Then we have Sayonara, April 19th, and finally Reflections in a Golden Eye on May 3rd.
Matt, I've done my sleuthing relative to Academy Award trivia.
Okay.
List two spy movies that have won Best Picture.
Ooh, two spy movies that have won Best Picture. Boy, our listeners are going to hate me for kind of humming through some dead air here. Oh, I should know this, shouldn't I? Boy.
I'll give you the English
English Patient. Yeah.
1996.
Can you give me some years?
Okay, 2012.
Oh, Argo, of course, with Ben Affleck. Yeah, I should have got that one.
All right, we've been to the movies with Matt Olean. Matt, have a great week.
You too.